Blog Talk Radio.
We're not ashamed to say it. Merry Christmas 2018, everybody. This is Dr. John with Pop Doctor Stars, and we're great. We've made it another year. We're in our fourth year. That's some longevity, isn't it? I think it is. I think it's pretty good. So we're looking forward to the good holiday season here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I want to welcome my co-hosts and panelists for tonight. I'd like to welcome, first of all, from Jacksonville, North Carolina, by way of Blog Talk Radio, the one and only Dave Atwell. How are you doing tonight, Dave?
Hey, how's everybody doing? I hope you're doing well. I am wisely indoors, not outdoors, enjoying a cigar from Godfather Cigar. I am inside where it's warm. And yesterday we went from like 70 some odd degrees outside yesterday, last night, in about a 6-7 hour span, the wind picked up a good 30 mile an hour and brought in a 36 degree morning. So the temperature dropped almost in half in about a span of 6 hours. So, you know, walking out there, taking the dogs out this morning was a little experience. But yeah, it's supposed to be down in the teens. I don't know how far down it is tonight, but I can tell you it's cold enough to get me inside. So here I sit.
So it is, huh? Well, it's very interesting down here. It's getting chilly. I've had my hoodie on all day. I mean, it's just more than I wanted to mess with.
Yeah.
But then it's supposed to get warm during the days. I know that I'll be doing caricatures in Charleston on Saturday. It's supposed to be about 55 and supposed to be about close to 60 on Sunday when I'll be in Raleigh. So, I mean, just, you know, looking forward to all that. And, you know, so, but it is supposed to be in the mid-30s every night. That's a little disconcerting. But anyway, rock and roll. Well, just glad you're here with us and inside and enjoying a cigar and everything. So, happy holidays and happy Merry Christmas from Pop Culture Stars. And in our northernmost outpost of Indianapolis, Indiana, the one and only Todd Saxon. How are you doing tonight, Todd?
I am doing outstanding, just supernatural, and ecstatic to be here, people. And honestly, I've been where Dave is. When that temperature just drops on you, man, that is horrible there because you get used to what you're used to in North Carolina. The good news is, Dave, you're not too far below your average low. So you got that going for you. Yeah, I mean, you know, your average low for December is 36 degrees. You know, you're two-thirds of the way through the month, and, you know, halfway through the month, you know, somewhere in between there. And just keep in mind, it could always be worse. I'm looking at a blazing 5 degrees when I get up in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yuckers, so, that's terrible.
That's rigor mortis.
I would move. I will tell you, you know, that's the weather where things freeze off. And if I were young and single, I would say, I would do paraphrase Foghorn Leghorn. Fortunately, I keep my feathers numbered for just such an occasion. Well, I would have them, you know, numbered and marked left and right, but I don't have to worry about them since they're always in Yuki's purse anyway. So, you know, it's all good.
Gotcha. Well, we're glad everyone's healthy, happy, and cold and terrific, but that's good. So now I do want to give a shout out to next week's Murder 123 on Monday night. Now, Dave, this is going to be near and dear to your heart. The topic on Monday night is the curious conspiracy of Anna Nicole Smith. I told you you'd laugh.
Yeah.
Listen, buddy, we get some heavyweights on this show. I've got a lady coming on who is a psychic for the police. And I talked with her about Anna Nicole today, and she said she's not dead. She's absolutely not dead. And she's likely where you say she is, near you in Myrtle Beach. I said, I know. I've always known that ever since I started investigating this thing about 8 years ago. So Dave, I invite you especially to join us for Murder 123 and even call in. I think that would be spectacular.
Oh, I think you'd be killer, Dave.
Oh, very Didn't nice, Todd.
Yeah. By the way, Dave, I don't know. Do you ever go on Pop Culture Star's Facebook page?
Yeah, from time to time. I haven't been on Facebook as much as I used to. I've been kind of taking a self-imposed hiatus from it, just a little burned out from hearing all this political smack and everything. And you know,
well, you do know who the banner picture is. I mean, Dave, do you know who the banner picture is on Pop Culture Stars?
I would imagine it's probably Bigfoot.
No, it is Anne Nicole Smith starring in an opera in a hot pink dress.
How did I miss that?
It's been up there for a year, and I've been waiting patiently every week to see if you would ever make a comment about it. Golly. There it is, Anna Nicole in all of her raving glory, just ravishing. And at about the right size, unlike the body double. I'm not going to let this one go. We had an Anna Nicole Smith show on quite a while back, and I might also post that one up on it's murder123.com. You guys are certainly welcome to call in if you have any comments or just want to take a jab at me, or it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. So just join us if you can. Murder123, and that's everybody else too. Just join us, murder123.com. Monday night at 10 p.m., 10 to 11:30 p.m. So with the lovely Robin McRae, the crazy Devin Tate, the paranormal investigator Tony Filosi, and of course me. What more can you have? You got a psychic, a paranormal investigator, an entertainer from Hollywood, and me. I mean, can you ask for anything more, Dave?
No, absolutely not.
Todd, what do you think?
Okay, yes, guys, I'm gonna jump in here real quick just since you had brought up Anna Nicole Smith, and let's just say she had certain fame for sure.
Yes.
So what I'm posting to our chat that we've set up is a picture of the van that was there in support of a catering event at the building where I work in.
Okay.
And to give a it says it's sent, so I don't know if any of you can see it yet. But I had to laugh since Anna Nicole Smith came up. Our catering company was called Jugs. And hold on. And the motto on the side of the van, and I got the picture of it, the biggest is the best.
The biggest what?
The biggest is the best.
Oh, okay.
Jug catering.
Jug
Those jugs look a little dirty. Those are some dirty jugs on that picture.
All right, now, guys, also take a look at my post, my Merry Christmas from Pop Culture Stars.
I already seen it.
Those are my lights. They're laying on top of a bunch of random papers on my couch. With my lizard man bag, cash bag, and my 2012 coin value book. I mean, what more can you ask for? Anyway, this is great. Yeah, so I mean that's my toast. So if either one of you have a toasty picture like that for Merry Christmas, just pop it up there. Tonight about 6 o'clock, I said, let's not be depressed. Let's go get some Christmas lights, celebrate the birth of Jesus, bring some joy and cheer into this house, and look forward to talking about Anna Nicole Smith for a minute tonight, because she is one of my favorite celebrities of all time. So anyway, Thanks a lot, man. I've got a picture of somebody up there. It looks like Vincent Price. Who in the world is it? Must be Anna's father. Anyway, it's good to have everybody. I'm glad we can have a little joy and cheer here tonight and get everybody cheered up. I can't wait to see it. It's just being whatever. Anyway, tonight our topic I thought would be a little interesting because we will not have a show next week because it will be Christmas night and everybody should be with their families and not messing around on pop culture stars. Our fans can get over it. I'll post a replay of something. And then what I'm going to do, what am I going to do? Yeah. And then, I did do a taping of a scary cast for a week from tomorrow night so that I don't have to do, so we don't have to do anything. They're taking 2 days off of the Pop Culture Stars Network. There will only be a live Murder 123. There will be no Pop Culture Stars. There will be a taped G Dubs does loops, sound loops. And they call him Beats, and so I've got him on there. He's really cool. Met him at the Krampus Festival. And now, speaking of the Krampus, let me get on to tonight's topic. Pop Culture Stars tonight presents On the Grinch, the Krampus, Rudolph, and Charlie Brown. The four of the very iconic personalities associated with the holidays and Christmas. And being somewhat a leader of this pack, although everybody has their own free will, I thought I would try to identify everybody with as one of these iconic characters. And you got to be careful when you're not here, Liz Brackett. We love you. But if we have to identify you with one of these, we identify you with Rudolph because you are the Queen of Sparkle. And Rudolph has a red nose. And he brings joy, cheer, laughter, and guidance. So due to those four attributes, joy, cheer, laughter, and guidance, we will call you Rudolph tonight. Todd, what do you think about that? She is joy, cheer, laughter, and the Queen of Sparkle. We love her to death. And so sorry she can't be here with us. She's out on location somewhere if I remember correctly. So Liz, we're going to give you the beautiful moniker of Rudolph with the red light that guides Santa on his sleigh tonight. And that rhymes. You guys excited? It rhymes. Okay. So I hope she can call in or send us a text message or something. Let's check it out and see. Maybe that would be good. So anyway, now, I am going to take
on. Hold on,
no,
since she's not here to defend herself, I'm going to go ahead and I'll take one for the team, and I'll bring us a little Rudolph humor. You ready?
Okay.
One night, a Viking named Rudolph the Red was looking out the window when he said, "It's going to rain." His wife asked, "How do you know?" "Because Rudolph the Red knows reindeer."
I'm sorry, that is actually funny. That is actually funny. I like that. Because Rudolph the Red knows reindeer. That's really pretty good. You know, somebody asked me one time, they said, "You know, I remember when you first started doing podcasts, Dr. John, you were terrible. And now you're kind of funny in a not so funny way, but it sounds fairly natural." So I said, I guess I just forgot to be nervous. So, you know, and I think you guys too, as we've done this in our fourth year, we've actually gotten fairly interesting and fairly funny. And I like this show. I wouldn't replace it for anything. Well, maybe it may be a large plate of spaghetti with meatballs, but you know, other than that.
Now, was that a Caddyshack reference? Ooh, spaghetti and meatballs.
Actually, no. Actually, no.
Pool,
it was just,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I was doing, and I've tried to train myself a little bit to be a little more spontaneous and funny. I've tried to always come up with a one-liner. And it's, and if you practice it, you can do it. So what you do is you just think of the weirdest, dumbest thing that first pops into your mind, and that's what you like something to. It's like the triple, you know, when you say car, truck, and tricycle. Well, that's kind of fun, a little bit. So, you know, so I've tried to work on that skill because I think it's helped me a lot. I mean, you know, Dave, you'd be good if you did that, if you started working on that. You're supposed to laugh, Dave. That was a joke.
No, you know me. I can, I'm the one that's good at offending people with my wit.
I mean, you can throw water into the lake. Think you're doing something. And you just keep, you know, and there's an example with, you just keep saying enough stuff in line, and ultimately it'll get kind of silly and funny. You'll get something
that's
weird.
It.
That's exactly right. Then you get really weird, and you get me and you two guys as hosting a show for 4 years and having listeners that kind of like us, which is kind of cool. But anyway, all right, so where were we? What was I doing? What was I talking about? I was talking about something about a plate of spaghetti with meatballs.
Rudolph.
What was I talking about? Rudolph. Joy, cheer, laughter, and guidance. That's Liz, and so we like her for that. And if she can call in, that's great. We'd love for you to call in, dear. Tell us about the dog. Tell us about the family. Tell us about your parents and all that good stuff. So anyway, now, I want to move on to the Grinch. Now, Todd, describe the Grinch and his metamorphosis through that grand Christmas special for kids and adults.
The Grinch, despite his best efforts of trying to take Christmas away from the citizens of Whoville, much like the Virginia government trying to take guns away from the citizens of that fine state.
Nice segue.
His guard found out that it was fruitless, and he had a change of heart. And I'm hoping for the same for the Virginia government.
Okay.
Not exactly the interpretation you were looking for, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. That's pretty much what I was kind of thinking about. What I was really thinking about, he started out being a real jerk. We find out he's not. You find out he really can be okay. And I think that perfectly describes Dave. He comes off as a real hard ass. Then you find out he is a very nice, kind person on the inside. Oh, God, Dave, did that sound sloppy and ucky? Mucky
no,
and all that?
No, I mean...
I've been accused.
You've been accused. Well, we're accusing you in a complimentary way.
No, you know, the Grinch thing, though, it's funny. Everybody interprets the Grinch, and you know, Todd hit the nail on the head where he was talking about Whoville and all that kind of stuff. But I always watch it and look at it from the opposite end of it, you know. All he wanted was some damn peace and quiet to sit up there in his cave and let it go. But them dumbass
with
dudes,
yeah,
and they kept flashing the lights and singing all night, and it was keeping them up. All the guy wanted was a little peace and quiet. So they kept pissing on his leg, you know, with singing and carrying on and the rose peace and everything. So he says, hey, got to fight fire with fire. And what did he do? He went down there and started tearing it up, you know, even stole the last crumb, if you remember correctly. So, you know, to a certain extent.
Was that Harry?
Yeah. Now, his means, I think I probably would have gone in a little more, a little more discreet and less destructive on the forefront than he did. You know, the whole tying sticks to the dog's head and, you know, putting together the metric ton, you know, Santa bag and all that jazz. I probably wouldn't do it. But I definitely somehow would have stopped the, you know, I might have cut some electrical wire somewhere along the line and perhaps, you know, introduce some type of influenza bug to the city so that way it would just go ahead and everybody had sore throats, nobody could sing. But, you know, it's kind of like the Star Wars thing where everybody looks at Luke Skywalker and goes, oh, he was the hero of the rebellion. He blew up the Death Star. Yeah, and he also caused the deaths of thousands of stormtroopers and other Imperial and government employees. You know, so Luke Skywalker created a whole hell of a lot of orphans that afternoon with that, you know, two torpedoes down the ventilation shaft. So way to go, Luke. You're a real freaking hero.
Boy, we are the Grinch tonight, aren't we, Dave?
So, you know, the Grinch, I kind of lament with the guy, to be honest with you, because, you know, not everybody wants to be up all night hooting and hollering and carrying on. Some people just want to get their damn rest. And I would dare say that the Grinch put up with enough nights of them carrying on with their lights and singing that ridiculous-ass song that... For God's sake, can't they give a dog a bone and let him go ahead and have some peace one evening, or they got to keep right on, you know? So, yeah, I'm with the Grinch in this one, man. I think he was provoked into his actions.
Just saying.
All righty. If I asked you to turn down your damn music, turn down your music. Don't make me out to be the bad guy here.
Okay. So this should go be mean to poor old Max, the dog. Yeah.
Yeah, the dog thing was a little tough to swallow. He should have left the dog out of it because the poor guy, he's trying to tote all that weight and he's got the stick scotch tape to his head. That wasn't cool. But he was a good sport about it, nevertheless. But
call out the ASPCA on Grinch. You know, but
yeah.
Anyway, all righty. Well, I have some news for everybody. I'm going to date the show tonight. Naughty Nancy got Donald J. impeached. So we have now come to the end of the lowest rated, most boring show in the history of television. Watching Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler.
Yeah.
Couldn't get away from him. Oh my goodness. The worst television show in history. And there's a picture of Naughty Nancy. Where's Naughty Nancy come from? Where does that come from? It's funny.
I'm the slightest.
Naughty Nancy. Oh, it comes from the movie Eating Raoul. You know the movie Eating Raoul? Oh, it's one of the funniest movies ever made. And anyway, so I've got to save this image of Nancy. I mean, she really looks like when she ate her lunch. And I don't know. We'll see about it. I got to save this somewhere where I can find it. So anyway, all right, Grinch. We think you're great. We really do. And, all right. Now, by the way, after we go through this round, I've got to appoint Todd with a kind of a really cool name and let him explain why that's him. Then I'll talk about mine. Then we're all going to talk about what we want for Christmas. What do we really want for Christmas? So, Todd, I am going to anoint you Charlie Brown, because Charlie Brown does not have a mean bone in his body, and Charlie Brown always wants the best for everybody, even though Lucy does her best to just destroy him. Silly football, pulling the football when he'd kick. It was pretty good stuff. So Todd, do you agree or disagree, and why?
Oh man! All right, I don't know. Maybe a little bit of everybody in that cast. I think everybody's got some of the moments where, you know, always continue to try to succeed, and maybe sometimes we spend time trying to do the right thing for the wrong people. And that's maybe the biggest thing is I don't think we ever really saw Charlie Brown learn his lesson there.
But you know, there's something wonderful about that. He just has he has nothing bad. No ill will is intended for anybody.
Well, you know, it is kind of amazing. I don't care who you put the shirt on, people would recognize the shirt. And they'd recognize the character. Anybody put on a Charlie Brown shirt, it's kind of one of those things. See, I'm one of those folks that I always look forward to those doggone Charlie Brown shows, and that's through the many decades that I've been on the planet. I tell you, they tend to make me smile. And, it had good messages. And it was inclusive, and it was about kids being together and doing things, despite many of them being different. And Drew Story, we had a number of months ago, a conversation came up, and somebody was referencing that they thought that old girl was who is the real tomboy in the show? Peppermint Patty. They were claiming she might have been one of the first lesbians on the show, and I was, man, you know, I didn't take her that way. I thought she was just a straight up tomboy thing. I thought it was Marcy.
I did too. I always thought. I never knew that until you just said it. I always thought Pat was the tomboy that liked to play baseball.
We have plenty of peppermint patties.
And you know what normally happens to
Peppermint? Like calling Ellie Mae Clampett. You know, I mean, she put a one Jethro. She was a darn tomboy, and yeah, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, and then Jethro turns out to be the sweetheart. He's the one that married a dude. Did you know that?
Max Baer Jr.
It was kind of interesting. But I wanted to say this about Peppermint Patty. What always happens to the tomboy that plays baseball always turns out to win the beauty contest as a senior in high school. It just never fails, does it?
No, they were, you know, and the
huh?
Yeah, they tend to be pretty damn cool.
They always do. That's right. You got to watch out. So it's always good. My dad taught me. He said, always be nice to the tomboys because you'll end up wanting to date them your senior year because they're going to get beautiful. Dad was so right. You know, he just knew everything. I thought he knew nothing. Then turned out I found out he was probably the smartest man I ever met. So there you go.
You know, that's kind of funny. We used a reference like that last week at work. We were in a conversation on Monday. We were having a sidebar during the lunch, and we had some visitors from out of state. It was a hell of a good visit. We got a ton of shit done. I had to point out during the visit, it's funny, our visitors are telling some of the same things to our stakeholders that my teammate and I have been trying to pass for a while. And it's just funny when they hear it from somebody other than mom and dad, boy, it means everything. You know, because mom and dad don't know shit.
I'll bet Garion was never that way.
It was funny how he was always a wee bit surprised on little things. But there, yeah, he went through times where he thought we didn't, you know. I mean, they all grow up. They got to feel their oats and stuff like that. But he was he wasn't real high maintenance. You know, you're spot on about that, Gary. That's one thing I can say about him. He was not real high maintenance. He, you know, and he continues not to be. His, you toot his horn. He got, in Casey, you know, they've been trying to, with the house purchase, stuff like that, getting ahead. He hit me with, he had got the message from the company that they've done so good over the course of the first year with the house payments and stuff that they had their rate bumped down already.
Nice.
I was like, damn, that's, you know, that's good stuff. But, you know, it saves them monthly, and, you know, and it saves them big in the long run. I was like, damn, you save a chunk of change. And, you know, that ain't too shabby. So, yeah, he, in fact, in so many ways, continues to be Gary in the say some stuff happened with the family and event, if you will. And the fact that he, fortunately, he's nearby there at home. And all those years of choosing to let Yuki be the domestic engineer when the kids were little, you know, pays off in the long run. There's he and his mom still got a hell of a bond, and it really works.
Mm-hmm. That's great. All right. Well, Charlie Brown, you're a good man, Charlie Brown. That's all I got to say. And that's what got it all started.
Dr. John, I appreciate it much.
All right. Now, I'm the Krampus because I can do some crazy things. So if everyone will please turn their attention to the Facebook page, to the latest post, you're going to love it. So all of you that are not going to look at it, I have this very depressed picture of Nancy Pelosi looking like she's getting ready to cry. And my caption is, "Naughty Nancy looks so happy. Now she has to listen to the Mitch McConnell show for about a month on Fox News. She knows the Senate trial will have higher ratings than the House impeachment show." So I think that's funny. You have to have been following this junk because I work at home, so it's just kind of like Greg, me and Greg Bo Watson, we kind of hate not to watch some news, your favorite, either CNN, Fox, or whatever. So anyway, there's that. And so I guess I'm gonna be the Krampus tonight, because I
read the Krampus. Now that's the funniest thing you said all night. You called CNN news.
It's fake news. CNN fake news.
Yeah,
that's the word.
You know, that's if you spell news, A-E-N-D-A.
Well, I tell you what, just whatever. I was trying to be polite because this is our Christmas show. But yeah, and anyway, we'll just go on. So, but anyway, I'll be the Grinch. I will be the Krampus. The Krampus is the anti-Santa Claus. The Krampus is a bad guy, and he punishes the bad kids. So in a sense, the Krampus may actually be a good guy. You think?
Depends,
because he punishes
the
bad kids.
Just like the Grinch.
Negative reinforcement.
When he needs reinforcement,
he calls the Grinch. So,
If there's a bunch of evil little kids acting like a bunch of little bastards around the place, then yeah, the Krampus comes around and stuffs them in his bag and does whatever type of vile thing the Krampus would do to an evil kid, and gives guys and keeps them off my yard, keeps them out of my lawn, you know. So I'm all about Krampus, man. I think he's a patron saint of order, keeping everybody's ass in line. I like him.
Well, maybe when he says keep off the grass, it's two messages.
Yeah. What kind of grass do you speak?
of what grass? Golly. Anyway, well, so I guess that's kind of my take on things, and I think it's a balanced. It's what Fox News used to be, fair and balanced. It's a fair and balanced interpretation of our esteemed panel of hosts and friends. So, Todd, just let us know when you're going to be back, and we're going to have the Pop Culture Stars cookout at your house, and you and I will be out there to grill at 5 a.m. and just cooking up some monstrously cool stuff. So
that sounds like a plan. I am definitely looking forward to I ain't announcing shit yet. It's one of those things that you don't dare say it. I don't wanna put a whammy on things. I really don't. Because I am looking forward. I know it's kind of funny because I'm well aware that when I get home, I will be the one barefoot in the kitchen and such. We're doing the thing because there's going to I already know they have a wish list of food that they expect. And so it's kind of funny.
And I'll come over there and we'll make Boris and Natasha.
You know what? I'm good with that.
Yep. It's pretty good stuff.
And the whole way we made that name up as we were going.
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, you slice up eggplant, you slice up tomatoes, you slice up onions, and then you put spinach on top of it all and cover it with cream cheese and cream and lots of garlic powder and bang in the oven for 45 minutes, and boy, it'll melt in your mouth. It really will. So.
Yeah, it went over well.
Sure did. I brought home a clean baking dish, which is cool. Anyway, so that's good, and so we've had our fun about Christmas, and we've talked about the impeachment. Now we don't have to talk about it anymore until the Senate trial is over, and then they start the next impeachment. So because that's what they've already guaranteed, which is great. So I mean, they're going to have they'll have the absolute lowest rated show on all of television. So that's cool. But anyway, what do you really want for Christmas, Dave? What do you really want for Christmas?
Well, I got the grand youngins coming down. That's a good thing. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and despite the ups and downs this year that we've had with the career change and everything, it's kind of comforting knowing that I'll actually be able to. Both of you guys know as well as I do through the work you've done over the years is that. Spending time with people just because you're there sometimes doesn't really amount to a hill of beans. And that unfortunately has been a big part of what's gone on with me over the years is that though I may be present, I'm like a mummy, because I'm either so worn out or I'm so ripping pissed at the lack of humanity that people display during the holiday season. So there are times I'm not approachable this time of year. And like I said, despite the roller coaster that comes with starting your own business, it's going to be nice to actually be able to see the grand youngins and see my daughter and son-in-law and actually enjoy some time with them instead of just, kind of leaning up against the wall and yawing my way through it because I'm too worn out to get in the middle of it. So, looking forward to having them down. And truth be told, if there's nothing else I'm looking forward to, it's just a little peace and, having a whiskey with my son and, burn the cigar and everything and, weather permitting. And just having a day where I know that I don't have to wait for something to go to hell at work to take me away from my day. Blah, blah, blah. I can actually enjoy a holiday for the first time and God knows when. So looking forward to it. And like I said, if nothing else, just looking forward to the peace. That's my big thing.
That's great. That's great. That's wonderful. All right, I have to interject something funny. Our buddy Uncle Doug just sent me a message on Facebook, and it shows a caricature of a dude. And the caption reads, "Police say man posed for a caricature, then robbed the artist, but he left the portrait behind."
Whoops.
I like it.
No need to call a sketch artist for that one, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, probably not. I'm not a very good artist, but it was just kind of interesting. Thank you, Uncle Doug. I'm sure he's probably listening. He likes our show. So anyway, all right, Dave, that's a great thing to want. And we hope you get it. Todd, so what do you want Santa to bring to you? Figuratively speaking.
Oh, my Christmas is going to be a wee bit delayed. I got I like this. The I am this year. I will be the recipient of a bonus day off. Executive order was signed that gave Christmas Eve off as a holiday for the federal employees. So that, I tell you, I'm digging it. Just the fact that I can, it's nice to have an extra day just to damn breathe the, and frankly, I'm bloody well going to need it because that Friday, the 27th, Yuki's getting into town.
Oh, really?
Frankly, I can use it. Frankly, I
Good
can
day.
Use an extra day to clean the billet. I don't live. I ain't necessarily the neatest person on the planet, but I keep it pretty damn clean. But it'll be, you know, it's not wife clean. So so I got to do some of that. But it's, you know, it's just, it'll be nice to have a day to breathe. An extra unexpected day. It's a little bit harder, you know. It's a bit of I admit, it freaking sucks being away from the family.
Yep.
But, it is effectively 2020. We can have the conversation, you know, the video calls and stuff like that. You've got texting, you've got, the internet, a different way to do the conversations. It's amazing. It's not nearly, honestly, you know, whether it was being deployed and being away, some just form of TAD or whatever, or the damn, to tell you the truth, I think many ways I indefinitely the damn recruiting duty was worse because I really felt like, you know, even though we had the same Addy, I really didn't see Jack of the family. So, yeah, so, you know, this kind of pain for the holiday and stuff like that, man, there's my payoff is a bit delayed. I'll take it. I will take it because that's, man, that's golden. I'm looking for that. So we're, just to be clear, we're skipping next week. And we do we have a plan for New Year's Eve or New Year's? I know we like a New Year's Day. I mean, that would be the hangover show. What do you think?
I will be working out of town on New Year's Day. So we'll get it. Do what?
I probably won't have a pulse. I'll likely be out getting my stomach pumped.
Okay, well, that ain't bad, because I was thinking, because, you know, I fully suspected that come that show, I would be dehydrated, protein deficient, and have tender ears. So probably won't be in good shape to do that show. Good to go. Thought we'd throw that out there. Man, people, it's just weird because we always do our New Year's show, so we can run it a little late this year. I'm good with that. So my Christmas is going to be a little late. People, just be grateful for the little stuff. It's all about the little things, because let me tell you, you can have the best bricks to build your house with, but if you don't have the little stuff that makes up the mortar, it don't mean shit.
Yep.
Just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
That is true.
It's the little stuff.
Yeah. Well, that is true. And that's a nice Christmas remembrance. And I appreciate that. I guess what do I want? I guess I want peace on earth, goodwill to men. I don't think we're going to get it. I hate to be the pessimist in the bunch. I don't think we're going to really get that peace on earth, goodwill to men this year. But just, there's a law firm here in Myrtle Beach called the McGuire Law Firm. He's got about 5 or 6 billboards up all the time. You know what it says? It's a simple little text message. It says, be kind today and tomorrow. McGuire Law Firm. He's got more business than he can stand. I don't know if he's a great lawyer, but people just like those billboards. Be kind to someone today and tomorrow. So that's what you need to do. So make Christmas an everyday thing. I think my mom told me that. Make Christmas an everyday thing. Be kind to everybody as much as you can. Take care of yourself. Don't let people walk all over you, but be kind to folks. You just don't know what a little bit of kindness can do to people. It can really change a lot of situations. So anyway, we'll try for peace on earth, goodwill to men. It's a little bit difficult when we got China and North Korea and the Nancy Pelosi show, but anyway, it's all good. So that's what I've got to say. Now, that's what I've got for Pop Culture Stars for our pre-Christmas show this year. Let's do our plugs, and then let's go spread joy and cheer. And as the McGuire Law Firm says, be kind today and tomorrow. All right,
I like
in reverse order, Todd, what you got for us? What kind of a plug? What you got to say? And then we'll move to Dave, and then I'll shut her down. You can take your time.
All right, so we have – yep, I'm tracking on the clock, sir. So I may not have mentioned the I've got a – what I think of as a really good gig for my barber shop. I attend a barber's – I go to a barber school. And I get those great reduced rates on everything. And one of my barbers, who is a first responder, firefighter by trade, shout out to, while I'm doing it, my second first responder, Andrew Grotz, dude. He got it done. He recently graduated from the school. So I had 2 first responders there on a regular basis, and they are my go-to. So my other one, Nancy, she is opening her own barber shop. It premieres this Saturday in Irvington, Indiana. It's a little community just on the edge of Indianapolis proper. It is Bare Knuckles Barbershop. And she has been it's really cool. Got to go up there, check the site out. Right near Halloween, they had a festival up there that got rained out. You know, it was bad for the community. But it was really cool to get into the site that she had, see the work she was doing. She was in the middle of manually stripping the floor. She didn't have a buffer or anything like that going on. She's out there doing, you know, ye olde mop and the stuff to just strip the deck. And, you know, she's got the other mops trying to clean it up. She got all that stuff going on. She's been doing so much of this work. So many of these things she knows by hand. She's got, you know, a lot of the independent businesses out there. So this is another one of those great independent businesses. She has networked herself like you would not believe, working with the contacts in the school. She's got part of this upcoming graduating class is getting ready to go work with her. She's got, I believe, two of the instructors coming in there. One of them is going to leave the instructor billet and go there full-time. Barber, and in fact, he's retired Army. Way to go, Sarge. Good call. Mr. Lee, they're getting that you're going to be there. The Jesse, you know, it takes some time away from your DJing, but yeah, so she is opening her own barber shop. She is tailoring it. I mean, just it's been a really fun ride to watch the project of her dream continue. She's looking at that life after firefighting. She ain't getting any younger. She's tough as nails. You know, and it's just so neat because we sit there, you know, when we talk, often it's not. It's, you know, a parent talking about the kids. It's, you know, just grown adults doing the thing. So, yeah, so big shout out to Bare Knuckles Barbershop, Irvington, Indiana.
Well, let me ask you this, Todd. Are you going to be
grand opening
of
1300? Go ahead.
You going up there anytime soon?
Well, I'm going to run over to the grand opening is at 1300 1 p.m. this Saturday, and I intend to be up there.
Are you going to get us some pictures to put on the website? On Facebook?
I can do that.
I think you should, and I definitely want a picture of Nancy standing behind her chair with you sitting in it.
She is not legal to cut yet. She's still student status.
Well, she doesn't have to cut it. She can just be standing behind you. Yeah, it can be a good promo picture. So how about that?
All right. Yeah, well, the thing is, she will be doing her student gig earlier that morning, and I fully intend to be there I'm in the door before the school opens. They get me in the door, and I'm in the chair as soon as the place is officially opened, and I'll be getting my hair cut, my shave that Saturday morning, and. And I said, guys, gents, for those that aren't aware of it, it is hard to beat a barbershop shave. And we will, we'll get some pictures. We'll post them here. I know she'll be posting Bare Knuckles Barbershop, which does have its Facebook page.
Tell her to like Pop Culture Stars, and we'll put a picture of you in the chair with her behind it and both of you laughing. That's exactly what we need. Okay?
We can do that. We can do that.
That is great. Also, Bare Knuckles Barbershop. And I'll make sure that we like it right now so she'll know exactly who to like back. All right, Dave, what you got?
Bad connection, apparently.
He's got a bad connection. He can't have a bad connection. He's the Grinch.
No, I'm here. I had the thing on mute. because I got the dog next to me eating dinner, and I had it on mute, of course, couldn't hear it, but the dogs were over here crunching. It sounds like a damn construction site, and I didn't want it screwing up Todd's plug, so I mashed the mute button and had a senior moment, forgot I had done it.
Well, we're glad you're back with us.
Awesome,
Todd.
I'd like to,
Dave.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, try to be courteous when the dogs are over here, you know, chowing down at 2200. You know, it's God forbid these dogs, they eat so goddamn much food. It is just, I remember the Mastiff would get up and she'd only eat probably that first year and a half. She'd eat, you know, dinner time, and that's about it. But now she gets up first thing in the morning. She goes outside, takes care of business, straight to the bowl, whole bowl full of chow. Then, you know, dinner time, you know, we got a habit of cooking for the two hounds. So, you know, they get their dog food plus what we cook for them and everything, rice, vegetables, all that good stuff. And then the Mastiff has got a habit of getting up 2-3 in the morning and walking in here and going down on another bowl of food. And I'm like, and she hasn't gained any weight. I'm going, you know, it's going straight to her ankles. But those two dogs, when they get to eating, I swear, it's like a Kiss concert, man. You can't hear a damn thing over them because they're just, they're just putting it down. So I mashed that mute button because I didn't want to, you know, have all that crunching going on in the back and then everybody think it was me bearing down on a pillowcase full of Doritos or something, you know, but
that's okay.
My plugs, two quick things. Like I said, you know, I've got a lot of family out there traveling around for Halloween, for Christmas. I got my folks heading down to Orlando to see my brother. I've got, of course, my daughter and my son-in-law and my grandkids coming down from D.C. You know, got a lot of moving around. And, of course, there's people out there doing their last-minute shopping and having their mind on everything other than their driving. So I just hope everybody out there is staying safe and having the opportunity to actually take a breath and try to enjoy one another's company without the workplace or any type of personal angst ruining the holiday. I mean, 364 days a year, you could be just as miserable and have the world kicking your ass as you want. But, you know, December 25th, everybody mash the pause button, quit acting like a damn pain in the neck for everybody, and just, you know, appreciate for what the holiday is. And so that's wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. And the second thing, of course, what I've been, you know, secretly, you know, when you say your prayers at night and you're wishing your best for your family and your friends and everything, I've been praying that Friday this new Star Wars movie does not suck. I'm really worried about it. And it's the funny thing is from The Empire Strikes Back to now, I have seen every Star Wars movie in the theater on opening day since The Empire Strikes Back. And Rob was, gosh, I think 6 months old when The Phantom Menace came out. And I played hooky from work. I put him in the little car carrier, went to the 9 a.m. show, and sat, I think it was me and like two other people, and sat him right there on the chair in the little car carrier. So despite the fact he slept through 90% of the movie, he was still there for opening day of Phantom Menace, and he has yet to miss a Star Wars film on opening day since. So, I mean, young man just turned 21 2 weeks ago, so it's fair to say he's been a lifelong fan and has made every one of them on opening day he possibly could his entire life. So we'll be buddying up Friday and heading out there and watching this last installment and just hoping it doesn't stink it up. And, you know, people get emotional sometimes. I mean, I've seen people lose their mind, you know, over sporting events, and I know I've gotten, you know, good and ripping piss sometimes watching stuff, you know, doesn't go the way I expect it to. But, you know, folks got to understand there's a certain amount of time and dedication to anything you're a fan of. So when folks handle it haphazardly, yeah, it does get under your skin. So I'm hoping this one rebounds and it's not as bad as the last one was. And, you know, it'll be something enjoyable and perhaps something Rob would be more than happy to introduce to his children when they come along. Whereas me, I'm kind of just standing here with my head in my hands, just hoping for the best. So anyhow, like I said, as a geek, hoping the Star Wars doesn't suck too bad.
Well, let's hope it doesn't. Yep. All right. Well, I guess what I will say is come see us doing caricatures at Codfathers in North Charleston on Saturday from 1 until 6 p.m.
Sounds fishy to me.
Do what?
Sounds fishy to me.
Oh no, they have legendary fish and chips there. They really do. And
yeah, that was the whole point about Codfathers. It sounds fishy to me. Oh man.
Yeah, I heard it. I was trying not to say anything.
And they complain about your jokes and everything. Man, thud. I just got a thud on that.
I'm sorry. I should have laughed.
They wrap up the dinner in the newspaper.
Well, Todd, I guess what you really did is you turned a flop of a joke into something that made me laugh. It was great. You just kept talking. You keep talking. If anybody keeps talking enough, that you'll end up laughing at them. Okay. So that's what'll go on. So anyway, well, whenever we do our next show, we have to check the holiday calendars and everything. But it might be January 1st because that will be on a Wednesday, and realize that it's going to be 9 p.m. So I think I'll actually be at work. So we'll probably do our next show sometime, or we'll do it early and tape it and then pop it up there on January 1st. But our guest will be Zach Beechler, NASCAR fan, NASCAR team member, and he'll have a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of fun, so we might just do it early and then do a day release on the 1st, which might be kind of fun. So I will consult with my fans and friends, you guys, and we'll see what we'll do. But we'll be talking about racing the next time, and it'll be a lot of fun. So I want everybody to have an absolutely spectacular Christmas, holiday season. Whatever you do, share it with your family, share it with your friends, and have a good one. So this is Dr. John, along with, that's your cue, Dave.
Oh, the Grinch, Dave Atwell.
And along with?
Todd, Charlie Brown, Saxon.
That's exactly right. And we love you, Liz, the queen of sparkle, the queen of red-nosed reindeer sparkle. And Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody. So take care. Godspeed. We say that on this show. It's okay. Take care. We'll see you next time. Pop culture stars. Boom.
Big hugs all.
Good night, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas indeed.